Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Literacy Unlocked: How to Implement the Science of Reading with Young Learners by Amy Burkholder is a professional education book focused on early literacy instruction for K-5 classrooms. Burkholder, a literacy coach and creator of literacy training resources, positions the book as a practical bridge between the research base known as the science of reading and the daily decisions teachers make during phonics, phonemic awareness, handwriting, and reading routines. Rather than presenting literacy research as theory alone, the book emphasizes implementation, how educators can organize instruction so that young learners receive explicit, systematic, and manageable support before reading difficulties become entrenched. Its genre is best understood as an instructional guide for teachers, administrators, reading specialists, literacy coaches, and instructional assistants. The purpose is to make evidence-aligned literacy practices usable in real classrooms, with attention to cognitive load, predictable routines, decodable text practice, and the gradual improvement of the literacy block. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, brain science is used to explain why reading must be explicitly taught. A central feature of Literacy Unlocked is its effort to connect classroom practice with what is known about the developing reading brain. The book treats reading not as a natural skill that emerges simply through exposure to print, but as a learned process that depends on the coordination of language, visual, memory, and attention systems. By introducing brain regions associated with reading development, including areas involved in speech sound processing, visual word recognition, and language integration, Burkholder gives educators a reason for structured instruction rather than relying on intuition or tradition. The practical implication is important. If reading requires the brain to build efficient pathways between sounds, letters, and meaning, instruction should make those connections visible and repeated. This framing also supports early prevention. Young learners benefit when teachers understand that confusion with sound-symbol relationships is not a character flaw or lack of effort. It is often a sign that instruction needs to be more explicit, sequential, and reinforced. The brain science discussion, therefore, functions less as technical neuroscience and more as a rationale for instructional design. Secondly, phonemic awareness and phonics are treated as connected instruction rather than separate skills. The book highlights a common weakness in early literacy programs. Phonemic awareness and phonics are often taught in isolation, even though beginning readers must use both together. Phonemic awareness involves noticing and manipulating the individual sounds in spoken words, while phonics connects those sounds to letters and spelling patterns. Burkholder argues for instruction that helps students move between oral language and print, instead of practicing sound work as a detached activity. This matters because a child may be able to hear sounds in a word, but still fail to connect those sounds to letters during reading, or may know letter names without understanding how they represent speech. Integrated instruction reduces that gap. For example, when students segment sounds and immediately map them to graphemes, they are practicing the process needed for decoding and spelling. The value of this approach is efficiency and coherence. It gives students repeated opportunities to see that spoken words, printed words, and written words are part of one system. For teachers, it also clarifies how to make phonics lessons more purposeful. Thirdly, handwriting is presented as part of literacy development, not an isolated motor task. Literacy Unlocked gives attention to handwriting foundations, an area sometimes treated as secondary in discussions of reading instruction. Burkholder addresses prerequisites such as fine motor control, pencil grip, posture, and understanding writing lines because these details affect how easily young learners can participate in print-based work. The inclusion of handwriting is significant because early literacy depends not only on reading printed words, but also on forming letters, encoding sounds, and building automaticity with written language. If a child struggles to form letters or maintain control of the pencil, cognitive energy is diverted away from sound spelling connections and word construction. Handwriting instruction, therefore, has a literacy function. It supports the physical and visual routines that allow children to practice phonics and spelling more fluently. The book does not appear to present handwriting as decorative penmanship, but as a foundational skill that should be taught deliberately. This aligns with the broader emphasis on reducing barriers to learning. When letter formation becomes more automatic, students have more working memory available for decoding, spelling, and composing. Fourthly, predictable routines reduce cognitive load during early reading instruction. A practical theme of the book is the importance of predictable classroom routines. Burkholder emphasizes that young learners have limited working memory, especially when they are trying to coordinate sounds, letters, word patterns, and meaning. If every literacy activity has a new format, students must spend mental energy figuring out the task instead of practicing the reading skill. Predictable routines reduce that burden by making the structure of instruction familiar. Once students know how a phonics warm up, blending routine, dictation activity, or decodable text practice will proceed, they can focus more directly on the targeted skill. This idea is especially relevant for K-5 classrooms because teachers manage varied abilities, short instructional windows, and frequent transitions. Routine does not mean mechanical teaching, it means building stable formats that allow repetition, feedback, and gradual complexity. The book frames routine as an implementation tool, not merely a classroom management preference. The reasoning is concrete reading instruction asks children to do cognitively demanding work, but so the teacher should simplify everything around the skill that does not need to change. Lastly, decodable texts support systematic practice after phonics instruction. The book stresses the use of decodable texts as a way to connect phonics instruction with actual reading. Decodable texts are written so that many of the words match sound spelling patterns students have already learned, allowing them to apply decoding rather than guess from pictures. Context, or memorized shapes. In the science of reading framework, this matters because students need practice converting print into speech and meaning through the alphabetic code. If a text contains too many untaught patterns, beginning readers may be pushed toward compensating strategies that do not build reliable word reading. Burkholder appears to position decodable reading as part of a broader instructional sequence, teach a pattern explicitly, practice it in words and sentences, and then encounter it in connected text. This sequence strengthens transfer. It also gives teachers clearer evidence of what students can decode independently and where additional instruction is needed. Decodable texts are not presented as the whole reading experience, but as a targeted bridge between phonics lessons and fluent reading. Their role is to make practice aligned, measurable, and confidence-building. In conclusion, Literacy Unlocked is best suited for educators who want a practical entry point into science of reading implementation without being overwhelmed by technical research or large scale program redesign. K-5 teachers, literacy coaches, reading specialists, administrators, and instructional assistants are the most direct audience, especially those trying to strengthen foundational skills in phonemic awareness, phonics, handwriting, and early decoding. Its practical benefit lies in translating research-aligned principles into routines that can be inserted into a real literacy block. Its intellectual benefit is that it helps educators understand why structured, explicit, and sequential instruction matters, rather than simply telling them to follow a method. Compared with many books in the science of reading category, its distinguishing feature is the emphasis on doable implementation. It does not appear to aim primarily at policy debate, research synthesis, or critique of past reading practices. Instead, it focuses on the classroom mechanics that make evidence-based instruction usable, reducing cognitive load, connecting speech sounds to print, building handwriting foundations, and using decodable text strategically. That positioning makes the book especially valuable for educators who already accept the importance of the science of reading but need a clearer path from agreement to consistent practice. If you would like to support Amy Burkholder, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.